Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast with Dr. Billy Brim. On today's broadcast, Pastor Candace Brim from a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma.
So if the Lord is saying, I need you to operate out of it, then I need to go, yes, sir. Yes, sir, I'm going to operate out of this. John 15, 12, this is my commandment that you love one another as I have loved you. It does not say this is my suggestion. I suggest, no. He says, this is my commandment. This is the same as this thing, this line. I'm asking you. I'm commanding you. John 15, 12 in the Amplified. This is my commandment that you love and unselfishly seek the best for one another, just as I have loved you. Glory to God. You may be sitting there, okay, I get it, Pastor Candace. You're saying that the Lord is saying, come to this higher realm. Well, what does that look like? How do I do that? Well, let's read this next scripture. 1 John 4:16, and Mike used this today. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. Let's stop there. To operate in this realm, the Lord is talking to the higher realm of love. You have to first know and rely. You have to first know that God loves you, and you have to secondly rely on that love of God. That means, okay, here's a situation. You want to walk in love, but you're like so frustrated. You're so upset. But you have to stop and say, okay, no. I know God loves me. His great love loves me. And I'm going to rely on the fact that God loves me. I'm going to draw upon that. Know and rely on the love God has for us. Then it goes on to say, God is love. No way around that. No way around it. So let me say this. Well, let me say it to me. Candace Renee Brim, when you walked out of love, you weren't with God. There is no part of God in that walking out of love. When you got mad at Chipper over something, no part of God walking in love. None, because it says God is love. God is not going to hover around you when you're not walking in love, because the currency of heaven is faith, and all of heaven is made of love. He's not going to come down and inhabit with you when you're not walking in love, because he said God is love. Whoever lives, everybody say lives, lives in love, lives in God, and God in them. So when he says, I'm calling you to a higher realm of love, it's because God, the great Almighty, the great I am is love, is wanting to live in you. He's wanting to live big in you. And he can only live big in you out of the presence of love, the spirit of love. That place, it's like a river. It's a flow of love that he wants you to operate in. He wants you to come. He's saying, come to this higher realm. Come to this higher realm. Come to this higher realm. Hallelujah. For love will change situations. For love will change situations, set men free, open the eyes of the blind, and bring many to eternity. I'm going to read that again. For love will change situations, set men free, open the eyes of the blind, and bring many to eternity. The many to eternity is my goal in life. And I can only operate in the many to eternity and when I'm flowing out of the love of God. Ah, hallelujah. 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. Higher realm, the mature realm of love, there's no fear. Now let's go back. The love will change situations. Most situations are established on a fear base. It's either faith or fear. There's not a middle ground. Kind of when you think it, you think for I'm going to tell just talking about me. If I think, I'm in faith. I believe God for that. But what if that's fear? The moment you go, but what if? That's a measure of fear, right? So you're either in faith or fear. So there is no fear in love. Go back to the scripture. If we know God loves us and we rely on that love that he loves us, then there should not be a moment where we go, oh, but what if? There is no fear in love. So when he says that love opens the eyes, sets men free, it takes them out of fear and into love. When he opens the eyes of the blind, it takes them out of fear and into love. When he brings many to eternity, it takes them out of fear and into love. Glory to God. Yes, he wants us to love more, but he wants us to love with the higher realm love. And we can do this because of the gift of the Holy Spirit. Love is a gift from me that I place in you for all men to see. In the journal, it says, love is the gift from me that I place in you for all men to see me. Flow out of this love and you will see things change in your life. Those around you, give the gift of love just as I gave it to you. Glory to God. Flow in this love and you will see things change around you. Go back to that scripture in 1 John. Right now, if you're journaling, you don't have a journal, find a piece of paper. I want you to write this scripture down. 1 John 4:16. This is your homework assignment this week. Yay, teacher, always a teacher. And we know and rely. I want you to develop that more so this week, that you know God loves you and you rely on that love. God has for us, God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and I in him. So going back, this love gift is from me that I place in you for all men to see. Romans 5:5 in the Voice. And hope will never fail to satisfy our deepest need. Because, I love that word, because the Holy Spirit who was given to us, has flooded our hearts with God's love. Amen. You have it in you. You just have to know and rely on that it's in you. When walking in a higher realm of love, you are yielding to the Holy Spirit in you. He flooded you with love. This hope that never fails, yield to that hope of that love and give the gift of love. Slide 11, give the gift of love just as I gave it to you. So you have this Holy Spirit in you. And what does it say? I love the voice, how it says, it never fails because the Holy Spirit that has given to you has flooded your hearts with God's love. Just feeling, to me, that's overflowing. And it's there. But the key is learning to know and rely and yield it to it. To know it's there in me and I'm going to yield to it. I'm going to choose to yield to it. Here comes a situation. What does the word say? Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is gentle. Love is not envious. Love is not boiling over with jealousy. Not vainglorious. All of these things that love is. Love never fails. That at that moment, love is not this feely. That's human love. That's fleshy love. The God kind of love is what you know. It's just like joy. It's not, hee hee ha ha, I'm in joy. No, it's what you know, and then that's the product of it. What you know about love, and then if you have these, then that's what you know, right? So this yielding to what you know to be inside you, That's where you gotta go. You've gotta go that I know I've got something inside of me that's flooded in me through the power of the Holy Spirit. It's flowing in me and out of me and through me and around me all the time. I just have to yield to it. I just have to tap into it. I just have to say, no, enemy, I am not going to walk where you want me to walk. I'm choosing to walk in love. I'm choosing to draw out of that well, that river of love that's inside of you. I'm choosing not to take this path of the flesh, but I'm choosing to yield to the Spirit. Does that make you happy? No. I mean, come on, let's be real. Everybody wants their way. I don't care how wonderful you are. There's still part of you that wants your way, and you want your say, and you want to tell, and you want your side known. I mean, come on. Am I the only one that needs to repent? Come on. But that's flesh. Fleshy, and it's so feely. That's flesh. But the love of God, here's what happens in my life. I can't say for you, but here's what happens in my life. A situation occurs. It's a lot of times the best thing for me when a situation occurs is I walk away because it keeps my flesh from saying and doing what it wants to do. But a situation occurs, and at that moment, that very moment, the Lord told me years ago, what you choose to do in the next moment determines the course of this path you're gonna take. The second something hits you, that second I have a choice. Am I gonna go flesh or am I gonna go faith? Because remember, heaven's currency is faith. And working with love, it's the most powerful force there is. So at that moment, I have a choice to choose flesh or faith, okay? So if I choose faith, even though it doesn't feel so good, even though it's not, I mean, your flesh wants to feel, your flesh wants to be pampered. It does, trust me. If you, trust me, come on. Come on. Your flesh wants to be pampered. Oh, poor you. They said something ugly to you. Poor you. What are you going to do about it? Why don't you get on social media and say something about them? That's what your flesh is doing the whole time. But I'm going, yep, nope. I know and rely on he loves me. So I'm going to get over here in faith and choose love. And I'll tell you, I mean, I wish to say that when you choose to get over here in faith, that all of a sudden goes, oh, this buttery, milky love of God hits you. Sometimes, but most of the time, it's by faith.
Billy Brim Ministries would like to invite you to visit our home church, a glorious church in Collinsville, Oklahoma. AGC is where Miss Billy got started teaching Sunday school while editing for Kenneth E. Hagin. This was only the beginning of BBM. Today, Billy's son Chip Brim and his wife Candace now pastor at this very same church. If you're in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to join us. Follow us at A Glorious Church and plan out your visit or watch a live service at www.aglorious.church.
Thank you for joining us today for the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. You can connect with us on all social media at Dr. Billy Brim, snail mail, Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or billybrim.org, 1-800-972-3447. Again, shalom.